This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, February 15th. Some ETFs are getting ready for Snap's initial public offering. The parent company of Snapchat is the largest pending IPO with plans to raise $3 billion. Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Eric Balchuna says there are six IPO ETFs on the market. He explains how they work.
They basically take in a new IPO between 5 days and a couple months of when it first comes out. They hold it for either 2 years or 4 years, depending on the product, then they kick it out. It's almost like they take it from the infant stage, then they kick it out after it's a toddler. And at that point, the company ends up making its way into bigger indices that you might already own.
Balchuna says this catch-and-release strategy for IPOs and spinoffs has led to a 163% return for the First Trust U.S. Equity Opportunities ETF in the 10 years since it was launched. It's the largest ETF in the space and trades under the symbol FPX. He compares FPX with the Renaissance IPO ETF ticker IPO.
The big difference between them is FPX is basically going to hold the stocks for 4 years, which you could argue is longer or, you know, exactly perfect for your view. IPO, the Renaissance one, which is a shop that does IPO research and nothing else. They think you should hold it for 2 years. So they hold it for a little less time. They also are allowed to hold foreign companies that list here. Remember, a lot of companies primarily list in the U.S., but they're not domiciled here, like an Alibaba or a JD.com. IPO, the Renaissance product, will hold those.
Balchunas estimates that Snap would likely enter FPX with a 2-3% weighting. In comparison, Facebook was added at a 10% weighting because of its $100 billion market cap at the time. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.